Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's considering using an extended recess to allow President Trump to bypass the Senate confirmation process for a backlog of nominees. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats have done a successful job of holding up confirmations, and now the backlog is so severe, Republican leaders are considering alternatives. Majority Leader Thune has suggested it may be time for a rules change that would make it harder for the minority party now and in future Congresses to delay confirmations. A more short-term solution would be to rely on the president's power to make recess appointments. If he chooses that path, Thune would still need to get 50 Republicans to agree to that recess and convince the House to do the same. Bob Agnew reporting.
There's been a rather savory spill on a Pennsylvania highway.
Hundreds of hot dogs clogged up a major highway in Pennsylvania after a tractor trailer crashed on Interstate 83 just north of the Maryland border. The truck scraped a concrete divider, ripping open its trailer, scattering boxes and boxes of hot dogs across the road right at the end of morning rush hour. Crews scooped up the hot dogs in a front loader, with one first responder saying they didn't realize just how slippery hot dogs can be. Four people were injured, although none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In a warning to Russia, President Trump said Friday he's ordering the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines based on the highly provocative statements of the country's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, who has raised the prospect of war online. A rough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 542 points, the Nasdaq dropping 472. This is SRN News. Americans can't agree on the facts, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Actually, that's the one thing they do agree on, that they don't agree. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 80% of the general public now believes that Democrats and Republicans don't just disagree on policy and such, but on actual verifiable facts, like what defines a man or a woman. And 79% of GOP voters agree that they don't agree on the facts with Democrats, 83% of whom also feel the same way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program has been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when the U.S. birth rate is in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. RX Kids gives mothers of newborns up to $7,500 with no income requirements and no rules for how the money is spent. This is SRN News. Two wildfires burning in the western United States, including one that has become a mega fire on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, are so hot that they're spurring the formation of fire clouds that can create their own erratic weather systems. Arizona Fire Information Officer Lisa Jennings says fire clouds are a difficult weather event to work with.
As these pyrocumulus clouds form, they suck in that superheated gas and create their own wind systems. If they get high enough, they can also create downdrafts, and that's something we really watch out for because that can quickly spread the fire and can be very dangerous for firefighters who are doing their work on the ground.
She says they've seen this for the past few days, and what that means is that there's a lot of fuel and vegetation that the wildfires are consuming. More details at SRNnews.com.